Collins English Readers. Why Didn't They Ask Evans? By Agatha Christie. Copyright Agatha Christie Limited, Aquarian Company. All rights reserved.
Chapter 1. The Accident. Bobby Jones swung his golf club and hit his ball very hard. Did the ball fly straight and upwards? No, it did not. It raced along the ground and into the sand in the bunker. Bobby, the fourth son of the Vicar of Marchbolt, a small seaside town in Wales, swore. He was a pleasant-looking young man of about 28, and his eyes had the honest brown friendliness of a dog's eyes. "I get worse every day," he said to himself sadly. Bobby then hit his ball really hard twice. The third time, he successfully hit the ball out of the sand, and it now lay a short distance from the hole he had been aiming at. His friend, Dr. Thomas, a middle-aged man with a cheerful face, had reached it with two good shots.
"Well done," said Bobby.
They went on to the next hole. The doctor went first. A nice straight shot. Bobby sighed, shut his eyes, raised his head, lowered his right shoulder. Everything he should not have done, and hit a beautiful shot down the middle of the course. His sad expression changed into one of great happiness.
"I know now what I've been doing wrong," said Bobby, quite untruthfully.
Full of confidence, he again did everything he should not have done, and this time there was no miracle. The ball went to the right instead of to the front.
"If that had been straight," said Dr. Thomas with obvious relief.
"If," said Bobby bitterly.
"Hello, I thought I heard a shout. I hope the ball didn't hit anyone."
He looked to the right, but looking into the setting sun, it was hard to see anything clearly, and there was a mist rising from the sea. The edge of the cliff was a few hundred yards away.
"The footpath runs along there," said Bobby, "and I do think I heard a cry. Did you?"
The doctor had heard nothing, but they walked towards the cliff edge. Far below, the sea sparkled in the sun.
"Doctor," Bobby exclaimed, "what do you make of that?"
12 yards below was a pile of what looked like clothes.
"By Jove, somebody has fallen over the cliff!"
There was a difficult path down, and the two men made their way carefully to the dark pile. It was a man of about 40, and he was still breathing, though unconscious. The doctor knelt to examine him. Then he looked up at Bobby and shook his head.
"He is dying, poor fellow. There is nothing I can do for him. His back is broken. Well, I suppose he wasn't familiar with the path, and when the mist rose, he walked over the edge. I'll go and make arrangements to have him brought up. It's possible he may recover consciousness before the end, but very likely he won't. Will you stay?"
Bobby nodded.
"Is there really nothing that we can do for him?"
The doctor shook his head.
"Nothing, I'm afraid."
As the doctor climbed the cliff, Bobby lit a cigarette. What terrible luck! A sudden mist, a slip, and life came to an end. Healthy-looking fellow too, with a deep suntan. A man who had lived an out-of-door life, abroad perhaps. Bobby studied him. The curly brown hair, the strong jaw. An attractive face. As he thought that, the eyes suddenly opened. They were a clear, deep blue and looked straight at Bobby. He spoke.
"Why didn't they ask Evans?"
Then a shudder passed over him. The eyelids closed. The man was dead.